This is the sound of second chances. It's more than a bowl of pet food. It's nutrition that changes lives. It's the sound of healthy, happy pets. Not just in your home, but in shelters across the country. Because feeding your pet Hills helps feed shelter pets. Science did that. Hills Pet Nutrition. Buy the bag that gives back. Visit hillspet.com/giveback or tap the banner to learn more.
Donate and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
All righty, we are back. And we're gonna, Steve, are you still with us?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, yeah, we're going to switch over to do some current event stuff right now. So stay with us if you'd like. We're going to hit some...
Before we start, I had a prayer request that kind of didn't get put in.
Oh, yeah, that's what happened last night.
Yeah,
go ahead and do it, sure.
I have a good friend, his name is Dan, and Dan just had some major surgery in his chest, rebuilding part of his esophagus and whatever. But he's healing well, but while he was in the hospital, his daughter was rushed to the hospital and had to have an emergency C-section, his daughter Hannah. And she had a little baby that's now in neonatal care with a possible heart problem. And I would like to pray for Hannah and her new baby. And it's a kind of a critical situation. They haven't figured out just how bad it is, but the preemie baby with heart problems is not good news.
So, not at all. So go ahead and...
And please, folks, all of you listening out there, pray with me. There is much power, and the more of us praying, and believe me, someday you will need prayer. Every one of us definitely will. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for bringing Dan safely through his surgery, and although he's not feeling great, and it's going to be a kind of a painful, long recovery. We're grateful that everything went well and just ask you to continue to heal him and help him recover. But right now his heart is worried about his daughter, Anna, and the C-section she just had and her baby. I don't know if they even had time to name the baby, but you know the child and you know the name she's going to have. And that you would, Lord, that heart problems with a small child like that, going to need all the help she can get. So, Lord, we're just asking that you would heal her, strengthen her, bless her in every conceivable way, and guide and direct the doctors and the nurses that are taking care of both of them, and that you would just bless them all, Lord, and just whatever be thy will, we ask in Jesus' precious, precious name. Amen.
Amen. Thanks. Joe, you know, the Bible tells us to pray for the priests of Israel. Here we had talked about the anti-government protests. Well, they're after it, and they're trying to take Netanyahu out. You have an article there.
I do. This is the Gateway Pundit. Brendan Schmalowski, International Criminal Court prepares to issue a warrant or arrest warrants for Israel Prime Minister Netanyahu and other top senior officials, sources say. The International Criminal Court is reportedly on the verge of issuing arrest warrants for several senior Israeli government officials, including Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, over allegations connected to the Israeli-Hamas conflict. According to insights from five anonymous Israel and foreign officials cited by the New York Times, the official speaking on the condition of an anonymity suggested that the ICC is also considering similar actions against leaders of Hamas. The potential charges may relate to hindering the delivery of humanitarian aid to Gaza and what has been described as a disproportionate response to the Hamas-led attacks on October 7th. The Israeli officials have expressed concern about the implications of such cases, with fears mounting that Prime Minister Netanyahu might be directly named in the warrants. Specific charges against Hamas leaders have not been clarified. The Israeli government is actively seeking to counteract the ICC's possible actions, spearheaded by the National Security Council, and with the involvement of the Foreign Ministry, Israel is leaving no stone unturned, as Israel diplomat told the Times of Israel. IDF international spokesman Nadav Shoshana conducted an uncommon Shabbat briefing for international journals, including highlighting Israel's support for a temporary humanitarian pier off Gaza's coast aimed at mitigating the ICC's potential attacks. Reports indicate that the United States is engaged in a diplomatic bid to halt the ICC's progress, Times of Israel reported.
All right, very good. Directly before the October 7th attacks, Netanyahu's government came under fire for attempting to change longstanding Israeli law by bringing the independent judiciary branch under the control of the executive branch. Now, in other words, it would be like Biden trying to bring the Supreme Court under his control. Now, the reason for that was the same problem as we have here called lawfare,
right.
Corrupt courts. And what they're doing is they're corrupting corrupting the Constitution and the law. They become lawless, like what's happening there and with Trump in New York City.
That's why Netanyahu wanted to reorganize the courts.
Yeah.
And he did. And in a way, it was the right thing because, like you said, they were conducting lawfare and they were going against all of the, Constitution, document, of their statehood.
Yep, absolutely. So, anyhow.
Doesn't this International Criminal Court have a history of always condemning or over?
They're not going to be. They have no power to arrest him. They can do a lot of huffing and puffing, but they're not going to arrest Netanyahu. Okay.
No, it just sounds horrible to the world. But we see Biden in the meantime is trying to get some Israeli units in trouble, and he's trying to charge them with war or some kind of crimes, and he's busy playing both sides of the fence to try and keep the votes from the Hamas supporters and Islamic people, followers, and then he's also trying to get everybody else to think he's for. But we can see one of the big stories out, even MSN.com, parties hope for Gaza ceasefire. Maybe this time it will work. Yeah, everybody's just all excited. The mediators, the best chance to prevent a return to war. You see, they don't want Israel to continue to destroy Hamas because that would strengthen Israel, that would bring peace there to the region. So they want this long 60-day ceasefire because all of the heads of Hamas are gathered there in one area. And this would give them time to escape and evade and get out and, be able to carry on the war. So we'd have remember that old song? This is a song that never ends. If Israel doesn't get in and destroy Hamas and get the leaders, we're going to have the war that never ends is what these people are hoping for, and these long peace, because then if we have the 60 days of peace, then we can have a two-state solution, right? And we're back to that. The one state pledges to totally destroy the other, and the world can't understand why Israel doesn't want to make peace with somebody who has vowed through everything they've said and done for years to completely destroy every Jew in Israel.
Let me ask you this, okay?
Not confusing to me.
All right. Are you still with us, Steve?
Yes.
Okay. Let me ask you guys this, because if you had a neighbor and that neighbor kept saying, death to Steve, death to Joe, would you invite that neighbor over for dinner?
No. Nope.
And more importantly, it's not First Amendment protected freedom of speech.
No.
Well, you know.
Not at my house.
Well, here's what's happening is Joe Obama is wanting to bring in thousands and thousands from the Gaza. He wants to bring in, all of those, almost a million people. He wants to bring them here. And these are the same people that have been yelling death to America, like all those college kids out there are doing now, right?
Yeah, there's tens of thousands already here.
These are the same people who voted to let Hamas be their leaders. Remember, by about 80%, the Palestinian people, the so-called Palestinian people there in Gaza, voted to elect Hamas. And the latest, we've done several surveys during this conflict where the people, 60-70% still want Hamas to remain in power. And so, you know, the people got to choose. They had autonomy from 2005. The Israel said, here, you can choose your own government, do everything your own way. In other words, they set them free, and yet they're running around with these signs, Free Palestine. Well, that happened back in 2005, folks. So you can see everything that they're chanting out there is a lie. You can't free a country that was set free.
And that goes back, Hamas. Hamas was actually created by the United States and Britain. And they were there to get rid of the PLO, and they were brought in, and they did. They got rid of the PLO, but
overcame them. It still exists, but they are no longer a force to be reckoned with. Hey, I just thought of something. Earlier, 1968, remember Lyndon Johnson versus Nixon, right?
Oh, yeah.
In 68, we had what? Riots in the streets. We had violence. Nixon ran on law and order. The Democratic Convention was in Chicago, all those riots and everything around, the violence around.
How many people died during that year?
Oh, I wish I could remember. There were a bunch. And then that convention was one of the worst things that ever happened. But think, now we have 2024. We have riots on campus. They have people blocking bridges and highways. We have all the crime and violence in the streets. The Democratic Convention is going to be in Chicago. Trump is running on a law and order platform against Biden, who, like Lyndon Johnson, was going to let all this happen. I found it fascinating. 1968, 2024, if you're a student of history, here we are, repeating everything that happened in 68 is happening in 2024. We've just added a few things that they didn't have back in 68. Tell me if I'm wrong. Can anybody tell me I'm wrong?
No, we're seeing the same things happening all over again, right? And this is why it's so important, again, that we do take our country back. Because remember, back in those days, Jane Fonda, John Kerry, Jerry Rubin, those people are our age, Joe. We remember them how...
Oh, do we?
Yeah, and so we were at odds with them during the war, and so now,
and those that are still alive, we're still at odds with.
They became the leaders, and look what they did for the country or to the country. And yes, so
there's one big difference, and I want to bring it out. I got this from Life, Liberty, and Levin. Gifts to American universities from foreign countries since about 2012. And it was amazing because, like Qatar, $382 million. China, $1,734 million. Saudi Arabia, about $1,500,000. And you go down the list in the millions: UAE, Kuwait, Russia, Turkey. Iraq, $45,500,000 Iraq gave to our American colleges and universities. You know, Iraq? Come on, guys. Lebanon, Pakistan, Venezuela, Syria. The country of Syria gave about $1,400,000 to our colleges and universities. The Palestinian Authority gave over $1 million to our colleges and universities. Russia gave $141 million, about $100,000, to our colleges and universities. Why are American colleges and universities taking huge amounts of money from countries that are not our friends? Why would they do that? What is that money buying? People don't give money unless they get something in return, right? We know how the world works. And if you add that up, we're talking, you know, real huge billions and billions of dollars. You start adding all that stuff up.
I heard something about the Confucius Institute giving a bunch of money to these colleges.
Yeah, I didn't even mention, you're right, that's China giving
all kinds
of
money. And these riots are being fueled by that money.
Mm-hmm.
Or these anti-Semite riots.
Well, George Soros is the number one supplier. He's actually given more to that than China has on these riots. China was doing their own thing, but a lot of this money is going to support what's happening with the riots.
The biggest donors right now, now think about this, you know, it's an interesting thing because the most anti-Semitic people are apostate Jews, like George Soros, okay?
Yeah.
So you have Rockefeller, the Rockefeller Foundation, Soros Foundation, and the Ford Foundation.
Tides Foundation?
Yeah, they've been dumping...
The Rockefellers and Fords are Jewish?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So
the Synagogue of Satan, they that's the synagogue they belong to.
Yep. You're absolutely right. So those that say they are Jews but are not, but are of the Synagogue of Satan. And so here, it's an interesting thing because there's a Dem in Congress, a Democrat, Representative Mary Glusenkamp Perez said Monday that the federal government has lost operational control of the southern border and called for Trump-era enforcement policies to be brought back. So now even some of this, she's one of several Democrats who now have said, look.
I think there are five now.
Yeah. We got to do something. They recognize what is happening there. Meanwhile,
voters in there where they're elected from are getting really angry, upset, and they might not get reelected. So they're what? Speaking out.
Yeah, well, they're finally now. The other thing I noticed, though, they brought these people out telling you, look, we know it doesn't seem this way, but the economy is really good right now, okay? And people are so they're trying to tell us that we really don't, it doesn't seem that way. We're really not spending a whole lot more money for things since Biden's been in there. It's like, you know, it doesn't seem, we know it seems that way, but we're not really spending more money for gas, right?
Hey, I've got to jump in here. You set me up. Bureau of Labor Statistics, right? Since the end of 2019, which was like December 2019, cocoa has gone up 345%. Orange juice, 260%. Olive oil, 219. Sugar, 120. Cooking oil, 54. Chocolate bars, 53. Beef, 51. Mayo, 50. Loaf of bread, 42. Flour, 33.5. Butter, 33. Salad dressing, 30. Frozen vegetables, 28. Peanut butter, 40. Milk, 40. Gas, almost 49%. And eggs, 49.3. But it's all in your head. The economy's fine.
Bingo.
Right?
Yep. Yep.
I mean, that's what we're hearing. But those are from, get it, the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the government's own figures, folks. I'm just quoting what the government says. They kind of disagree with Biden, so and they're part of his, you know, government. Who knew, huh?
You know, it's an amazing thing. This guy, it seems like he knows that there's no way in the world he's going to win, can beat Trump. But it seems like he's confident that the fix is in. That the fix is in so good, we got it, that the FBI and the CIA are going to rig it again for him. I mean, look, instead of going after the people that he should try to convince, those that, you know, those that hate Trump. I mean, there's a lot of them out there, but, you know, they're feeling this economy too. Instead of trying to work or at least, you know, come part way to reality, he's bending over backwards to appease that far, far left, the squat and those lunatics there, right?
He's afraid of losing their vote. That's what the amazing thing is. He's afraid of losing. his coalition is so being destroyed between Hispanics going for Trump, blacks going for Trump, even women, suburban women switching over. He's terrified of losing any of his voting blocks. He needs Minnesota in the election, so he is going to pander to them. If it's almost like spites his nose. What is it? You cut off your nose to spite your face?
Yeah.
What he's doing.
Did you guys hear if he's going to debate Trump? Is that a rumor or is that true?
He says he wants to debate Trump. I don't see it. In fact, now
he said it on Howard Stern. But did you know that every day?
Does he remember he said it?
Starting in January, his people have had to come out more than once a day and change something he said and correct him. So you figured out more than once a day since the 1st of January, his people have come out and corrected him, sometimes twice a day, but at least once every day.
Okay.
The man that's president.
You get the chatter, things you hear, and sometimes most of the time, in fact, I would say maybe 70% of the time, some of it comes out to be true, okay? And what has been going on now is that, and I'm not saying this is, but that on June 13th, they're saying that they're going to announce Biden is going to step down on June 13th. This is what's been said. And they're going to try to put a replacement in. Now, here in Ohio, he did not. They tried to go around the legal procedure to be put on the ballot here. Because, of course, you have to be put on the ballot. I think in Ohio here, he has to be the nominee by August. I think it's in August. Okay. When is their convention?
July? Oh, boy, I'm having trouble with that one. I thought it was July, but I'm not sure.
Where is the Republican convention going to be this year?
I don't know, but there's something about
aren't
it.
They ch- aren't they? Ch- isn't it Milwaukee, and they're trying to get it moved?
Well, yeah, I know that they had talked about that earlier. So, anyhow, you see what, and you see how they're trying to, that Benny Thompson, I watched him. The time when they had the so-called January 6th Select Committee, when they were, this guy, I watched him every day. He never told the truth one time. Not one time did he ever tell the truth. Everything Benny Thompson said was a lie, and that's an amazing thing. And here's a guy that's.
Is he trying to beat Biden?
Well, I think he's going after Schiff's first Schiff's number here.
If he's trying to outdo Biden, because it's like he every time he speaks, he tells a lie. So I'm just curious. He's trying to win the title.
Well, it's probably going to be Newsom or Michelle.
I don't know, but
and it's. I mean, that's just another. It's most likely Obama's very involved in all this. All these policies right now.
Obama's pulling the strings there, and Soros is pulling Obama's strings. Okay, and that's what's taking place. Everybody knows it's no big secret. Joe Biden he's in la la land.
We the people got to pray and then vote. They got him on, godly people to run.
Yeah, we've got to
get these voting machines out too, and get each county to go with paper ballot same day counted.
Counted
successfully in a lot of counties
ID.
Already.
Voter ID.
Having voter day, not voter month, huh?
Right. Exactly. Voter year.
Yeah.
And get away from all these paper ballots because they're again just unbelievable the election fraud that there was.
The mail ballots.
And then and then the denying by the left, and of course the mainstream media can't tell the truth. There's not one journalist. I can't find one single journalist at NBC, ABC, CBS. You got shock jocks, but I can't find one that will actually tell the truth anymore, okay? It would be wrong for them to tell the truth about anything. And yeah. So
I've got some breaking news. New York PD makes dozens of arrests as officers now clear school building of anti-Israel agitators. And they've got a video up showing a, quote, professional protest consultant there at Columbia University. Some of these places, most of the protesters were not even the students. There were some students in the group, but Arizona, some of these other places mostly are professional paid protest leaders or protest, in this case, consultant. She's out there leading. But the leadership, and when you look around, if you notice the pictures, they have all of these tents, right? And all of the tents, you'd see brand new tents, and you'd see a bunch of them all the same brand, the same color, same shape, everything, right?
Right.
And they were getting food brought in. I saw an article where some of these people were receiving all kinds of special meals and coffees and all kinds of things, the agitators. So somebody's paying a lot of money to give these students the stuff and the agitators out there. And I do remember, Ernie, when you and I were on the radio when they had the big riots in St. Louis over, what's that town? It was Ferguson. And there were buses coming, and people were coming from all over the country, and a couple of independent press were watching the buses. People were getting out of these buses coming from all over the country there at Ferguson. It was by far the majority of the people out there in the streets were paid protesters, because later on they were complaining they didn't get paid. We did all this. So we're seeing the same thing we saw at Ferguson, the same thing that was happening back in 1968. Paid professional, paid agitators, leaders. They pay soldiers to come out and stir up the crowd. In some of these schools, there were more of these paid people than students. So it's not all our students that are bad, but
not only that, Joe, but they're given passing grades. They're giving high marks.
They're protesting, not studying, huh?
Right.
Yeah, if you support the woke and all that ESG garbage, you get an A+.
So here they come away with a certificate of a diploma, and they don't know anything.
Nothing. I mean, no merit based.
It's just it's absolutely
identity politics. They need the Bible.
Hey,
it is written.
Ernie, Pastor Ernie, I'm going to jump off at the end of this segment here before this break. But I just want to thank you for having me on the program. Love to meet up with you sometime, and if I can ever help you in any way, let me know.
Well, you know, we have a tactical civics meeting at our church the last Friday of the month. It's 7 o'clock. If you can make it out. Now, also Thursday, we're going to kind of have a mini tactical civics meeting. Thursday we have a prayer breakfast, men's prayer breakfast, and you know, we're looking in until we get an actual militia, we're going to have what they call bricks out there. And it would be something that we're putting together. And you might want to be a part to find out what's going on, because it's going to work together like with the tactical civics. Thursday, this coming Thursday at 9 a.m. at the church. And I'd love to have you come out and join us if you could.
Okay.
9 a.m. at the church, and you know we'll put our heads together and come up with a plan, because this country.
I appreciate having me here.
Yeah, well, I appreciate you being here, and we're gonna. It's not over with till we win, Steve.
That's right.
All right. God bless, my friend.
Nice to meet you, Steve. God bless you.
Take care.
All right.
Yep. It also might be over if the Lord calls us home.
Yep.
That's the other option.
Well, we'll be back right after this. I feel so certain about this faith of mine. I'm hanging in there, doing fine.
King Jesus is a friend of mine, I'm blessed by you. Saving babies, teaching sinners, hell's for losers, heaven's for winners. This work is not for beginners, I'm blessed by you. I'm coming home someday, heaven's my way, I'm blessed by you. Where the saints all stay and little children play, I'm blessed by you. Where the saints of old walk on streets of gold, I know that I will see that heavenly prize. It's no surprise how happy I'll be.
Absolutely blessed by you. I think we're open to phone lines to take some fast calls. So the phone lines are now open at 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. If you have a question or comment, you better call it right away because they all call them at one time. Here, students around the country are paying for the radical anti-Israel, anti-U.S. protests at universities through their student dues. And that's right. Harvard Law professor and author Alan Dorchewitz joined Maria Bartiromo on Sunday Morning Futures. Professor Dorchewitz and accused George Soros and the Rockefeller brothers for funding the unprecedented radical and anti-Semitic protests on college campuses across the country. This is true. George Soros funds radical leftist groups, Jewish Voice for Peace, that is promoting the Jew hatred in the American streets. Yeah, it's interesting how they use these names, you know, that are totally opposite of what really the reality.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. They pretend that they're Jewish, but they are as anti-Semitic as any group in the country out there.
Yeah. And so
there
you go.
That's the communist language games.
Yeah, well, you know, the Bible talks about Jesus referred to those that were the seed but not the sons of Abraham. These are the apostate. And that's exactly what's happening. The most anti-Semitic people. Look, Hitler's mother was a Jew, right? Now, we have...
What?
That's right.
A fact?
Yeah.
I've not ever heard that.
Okay. See, you stay here. You'll learn a lot of stuff before you leave here, right? You'll be smart.
Glory to God.
All right, there you go. At least 1.3 million came from two liberal foundations, the Rockefeller Brothers and George Soros, but there are many other Democrat-led dark money groups that funnel money outside the IRS reporting structure that pay for talking points, posters, recruiting activists who go to campus to organize these protests. But even universities bankroll anti-Israel groups through the student activity. The protest groups go by different names. The largest Students for Justice in Palestine receives funds, among others, from a liberal New York foundation called WestPAC, as well as activity fees charged to each student by their university, according to the watchdog group NGO Monitor. Yet none of these universities would tell us how students' money is given to the pro-Palestinian groups. There you go. All right.
Yeah, you were talking about...
Hold on, just one.
Something hanging on with us. You remember back Franklin Roosevelt? I got thinking when I was looking at that other 1968. There were, when he was the president, there were his Secretary of State, Cordell Hull. There were 425 American newspapers that refused to do the reports on Hitler's rampage against the Jews.
Okay. Hold on just a minute, Joe.
Got a call.
Yeah, we've got several, but I haven't been able to hear. Oh. Go ahead, Style.
Vince in St. Paul is our first caller.
Okay, Vince in St. Paul, so we're going to go and... Okay, let's go with Vince. Vince, you're in the air.
Good evening. You know, a lot of times I think you take a lot or you associate those that might be for Israel as being conservative and those that are not are liberal. I know a lot of liberals that are for Israel, and I know a lot of conservatives that don't favor Israel. So, I mean, just because one person is protesting at a university doesn't mean he's liberal or communist. He could be a strong conservative.
Well, most of them are jihadists.
A lot of them are jihadists. I don't know. When we talk about conservatives that are pro-Israel, those are Christians, okay? The religious right, okay? Those that I don't know of any conservatives that are anti-Israel, okay?
Well, I never said anti, I just said favor. I mean, okay. Do you have to, if one doesn't favor Israel, does that mean he's anti-Semitic?
No, not necessarily, but if they favor the Hamas, you know, that's kind of saying they are, okay? Now look, we never say Israel is perfect here. Israel's even as sinful as the United States. We made that very, very clear out there. But the point of it is, you know, we hold to what God's Word, the Bible, teaches, and the Bible says, God says, leave him alone, don't touch him, I'll judge him. Don't you do that, don't you? And so I believe what God says.
All righty. Fair enough.
All righty.
Yeah, we don't support any of their sin, but we're commanded to always pray for them and their peace and bless them.
Okay.
All righty. Hey, Vince, you keep your hands off Israel. I'm only kidding you. All righty. Thanks for calling. Who do we have next?
We have Joanne and Warren.
We're going to go to Warren with Joanne. Joanne, you're in the air.
Thank you, Pastor. I have a question. I have been wondering about the Babylon in the Bible. Is that a place or just people?
Babylon is talked about twice. Now, yeah, Babylon, there is a Babylon, but Babylon is like a, it's a name like Egypt for a wicked country or a wicked people. Now, the Bible talks about Babylon, the great whore. The
mystery Babylon.
Mystery, yeah. That has three parts to it. You've got Babylon the political, Babylon the economic, and Babylon the religious. And all three of those for the United States, the World Trade Center, the National, or the World Trade Center, the United Nations, and the World Council of Religions, all in New York, and the National Council of the Different Religions was housed right in the building with the United Nations. And those are the three parts of the great, of Babylon, Mystery Babylon. So, and by the way, you know, it's an interesting thing because the city of New York is referred to as Babylon by a lot of people around the world.
That's what I hear.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so, thank you, Pastor.
Okay, thanks for calling, Joanne. All righty, who do you have next out there?
Sean in Chicago.
Let's go out to Chicago, and we have Sean. Sean, you're in the air.
Hello, Pastor. Thank you for taking my call. I wanted to compliment the tune you guys played earlier. I was wondering who... That sounded like a cover of sorts.
The song?
Yeah, the song, the Blessed By You.
Yeah. That guy's a great singer, isn't he? That was me. That was me, Sean. I mean,
see, that's what I suspected, but
yeah.
I don't know. I it was almost too good to be true. I wanted to bring your attention to a young man who's making Christ music on the internet. It's hip hop music. His name is Seven Harris. You would really enjoy his work. It's within God's light. It's great music, and your song reminded me a lot of it.
Okay. I haven't been into hip hop too much, but I'd be glad.
I'm not either. But when the message is clean and positive, I think it's a good thing. You know, it can get into the ears of the people who need to hear it the most. Am I right?
Yeah, absolutely. Maybe that some of those people that do need to hear it, that might be the kind of tune that would attract them.
Turn things around and pull those pants up.
Yeah.
But thank you very much, Pastor, for taking my call. I enjoy your night. Thank you very much.
Well, thanks for calling, Sean. God bless. Yeah, I can't picture Pastor Joe being a rap dancer. Can you do that?
Just kinda... No, I can't picture it either. It ain't going to happen.
not for a while anyhow, is it?
No, not for a long while.
All righty. Okay, do we have any other callers there? Or... All righty. Very good. Well, we are living, we are getting ready for a very, very interesting summer this year. And we have to continue to remember God is on the throne. He's in complete control. Because there's a lot of anxiety. I mean, there are a lot of people who are very, very worried out there about what's coming our way. Out there, and you know, with good reason. And so, you know, the cities. I would hate to be living in Chicago. You know,
any of the top 10 major leftist cities.
I had Joe. You remember that fellow we had on here about 2 years ago? He was a former gang leader. He was one of the outlaw gangs there in Chicago. And he told me, he said that about every 2 weeks, they would get a call, anonymous call, and say there'll be a crate, and they'd give a location. And they would go, and they would find a crate of firearms. And these would be weapons to use for the gangs to spend. Yeah.
They're machine guns, right?
Yeah. And he found out, he said, we finally realized it was the government. The government was doing it behind it, the dark state.
Wow.
And that's what's happened. This is why we've got to get Trump back in office. We got to get back to some law and order. This whole thing, the lawfare, these corrupt courts, that, what's that judge's name where him and his daughter,
Merchant or Merchant.
She's made millions of dollars.
$100 million she made, they made.
Or, well, she's raising funds for all these liberal Democrats.
Yeah, these Communist Party. And so, here, but this guy's
I
got.
I can't think of his name. I know his face. He's got that real.
It's Merchant or Merchant.
Merchant.
Yeah.
He's got, can you, no integrity. Anybody that had even an ounce of integrity would have reclosed himself. They would have said, you know, I'm too involved. He can't. He took money. He's donated money to Biden campaign, Hillary's campaign. This guy's got no honor, no honor at all, no integrity at all. I mean, just, I can't believe. And yet,
well, are you seeing a trend, whether it's New York or Atlanta, as far as the caliber of these prosecutors?
Yeah.
Letitia James.
These are all.
Fannie.
These are bought and paid for.
Ergodon or Washington, D.C.
They own.
They're all activists and political prosecutors.
Yep, every one of them are.
Well, remember back when Obama was president, you and I would sit here night after night, look at what he's doing now.
Yeah, you see what he's doing now?
He was replacing bureaucrats with political activists.
For 8 years.
Military. He was replacing judges. Yeah, for 8 years, we'd look what he's doing. He's building the deep state.
And the mainstream media totally ignored everything. Everything.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Community organized the government with a bunch of radicals.
And here you saw that now the Judge Cannon unseals unredacted Mar-a-Lago research warrant affidavits. Well, they gave evidence now that the FBI went in and they laid things out. They took documents and papers. They laid them out to set up Trump.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, but that's where it is today. Boy, just it is. How much time do I have, Style? Okay. Joe, you've got 7 minutes to give an invitation.
All right. I wanted to start off with a old hymn. And this is for those of you that may not be saved. The hymn is called Prepare to Meet Thy God. Careless soul, why will you linger, wandering from the fold of God? Hear you not the invitation, oh, prepare to meet thy God. Why so thoughtless are you standing while the fleeting years go by and your life is spent in folly? Oh, prepare to meet thy God. Hear you not the earnest pleadings of your friends that wish thou well? And perhaps before tomorrow you'll be called to meet your God. If you spurn this invitation till the spirit shall depart, then you'll see your sad condition, unprepared to meet thy God. Careless soul, oh, heed the warning, for your life will soon be gone. Oh, how sad to face the judgment, unprepared to meet thy God. One of the other hymns, just going to give you the title, one of the ones we sing a lot is called Rescue the Perishing. We are to rescue the perishing, care for the dying. That is what we're called to do. So the question is, you know, we have two choices. God gave us free will. He wanted people to accept him and love him or reject him. He gave us that choice. But there's only two real choices in this world. The big choice is where you spend eternity. Are you going to spend your eternity in heaven or in hell? And the Bible is very clear that many seemingly good people that think they've sinned, you know, are going to go to hell because Romans, you know, 3:23, for there is not a just man upon the earth that doeth good and sinneth not. And we know that sin has a price. The Bible tells us fairly clearly in Romans, the wages of sin is death. I think I might have got that other one wrong. But the Bible is very clear. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And we know that it's, the Bible says very clearly, it's appointed to men once to die, but after this comes the judgment. And then Scripture makes it very clear in Revelation 20, and whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Now, that doesn't have to be your fate. God so loved the world, we all heard this, John 3:16, that what he gave, his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him, in Jesus, should not perish, but should have everlasting life. And it was very clear, God commanded his love, commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. That's in Romans chapter 5, verse 8. Jesus Christ came and did a substitutionary death, took our place, took our sins and went to the cross. It's like our sins were nailed on that cross with him. He did that substitutionary death because God loved us enough to send Jesus to die for us. But to be saved, he wants everyone to be saved. He doesn't want anyone out there to perish, that we should all come to him in repentance. In fact, that was the first word Jesus spoke in his ministry, repent. If we come to God and we repent from the heart that we're sorry that our sins placed his son Jesus on that cross, if we ask to be forgiven for those horrible sins, we will be forgiven. And when we're forgiven, then we have the opening. We can call upon the Savior, the Redeemer, Jesus Christ himself, and we can ask him to come into our life, to be Lord of our life, all of our life. In fact, one of the things it said, but as many as received him, Jesus, to them he gave the power to become sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. And we see in Romans 10:13, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So when we've done this, we ask Jesus to come into our life, that we want him to be Lord of our life, that we give ourselves to him freely, willingly, without reservation. And then the miracle happens. What happens when you're born again? You get the indwelling of the Holy Spirit of God. That's your spiritual baptism.
1 minute, Joe. 1 minute.
Spiritual baptism. You, with that indwelling, you become your own high priest. You become your own temple because you house the living God. And you become a joint heir with Jesus in everlasting life. You become a child of the kingdom, a son or daughter of God. And you are assured of your salvation, your place in heaven. And you will be a changed person. You will find yourself with joy, happiness, peace that you've never known. And you're beginning a journey to grow in knowledge and love of God and understanding. It's only a decision only you can make. Nobody can do it for you. It can't be bought, can't be given. You have to go to the Father, repent, and ask to become a child of the kingdom.
And a good time to do that would be now if you haven't
now,
done it.
Now, yes.
Because
tomorrow can be too late. It is. A lot of people will die tonight.
Today is the day of salvation.
That's right.
If you die in your sin, that's the end. There is no chance after you die. There's no.
And that's why we say good night.
All righty.
And that's why we say for all you folks out there, God bless.
May God bless.
God bless.
And always, always
keep
fighting
the fight.
Fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.